right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear a prophetic word, what God said specifically about how this president, President Trump, when he got in office, that he would be in office and how he would react to the church, and that he would be the most powerful, influential, best president ever in the history for African American citizens in our country, in the nation. We're going to take a look as we hear pastors from all around the nation sitting with the president in the White House confirming this very prophetic word right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello!
This is an exciting day. You know,
yeah,
if anybody's been with us for all the years that we've been broadcasting, you know our heart. I mean, we've talked about, you know, injustice. We talked about the true history of our nation, how we need to merge our histories so we have one history.
Yeah.
And that you shouldn't have to take a separate class in school to find out more about your country, and you shouldn't have to have a separate college anymore to be able to understand who you are and who we are as a nation. But one specific thing that began to happen, you know, only God knew what was going to happen with this previous election that came up, and that, but God spoke to me. He says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, I believe, but he says, I never do anything unless I reveal what I'm going to do to the prophets or people that are hearing his voice. And so we heard other people hear things, but specifically the Lord told me early on, I mean, he was tapping into this man named Donald J. Trump, and he showed me early on something about him, and it was confirmed. But he showed me also, said, whoever would be the president of the United States in 2016, from the moment they were sworn in, that they would be a friend of the church. They would walk side by side with the church. And so at that point, I knew there was a tall man, but I didn't know who it was. And then finally, October before the elections, God showed me. He had President Barack Obama walk me to the White House, and President Obama was, you know, we were having this great conversation. He was talking about things that he had done. And as I was leaving, I had no idea, but I was about to open a door to the White House in this dream, this vision.
It's a dream.
And so I say, bye, Mr. President, you know, and then President Obama walks off. And when I open the door in the White House, guess who was sitting in the White House? President Donald Trump was sitting like on this L-shaped couch. He was sitting there with several people, and his transition team was there. I walked in as you would when a man becomes president or woman, but man, and I started shaking his hand. And when I shook his hand, he took my hand and pulled it like this. Well, I didn't know anything about, you know, Donald Trump and that type of thing. And I held on to his hand to be respectful. He was holding my hand and not letting go. He was not going to let go of the church's hand.
Mm.
And he's looking at me, and the look he had on his face was, it happened. You know, he was surprised that he did, but he says, we got to do this thing. And then all of a sudden, the next aspect of the dream, the whole White House was filled with all of us, every one of us from all over the nation, all of our diverse parts of us were in the White House. It's like the White House was given back to the people again.
That's the name of the White House. Another name for the White House is the People's House.
It is the People's House.
And more of the people have been in the White House than probably in a long time.
Right. And there has been a lot of people that have promised things to be able to, you know, to be there for people who weren't. People weren't there for them, different aspects, and people get elected because they promise people they're going to do something. One example was many presidents have promised to be able to bring the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But as soon as they got in, they didn't do it. So everybody's used to presidents getting in and not keeping their word.
Promising but not delivering on the promise.
Well, exactly. And so you're looking at, God told me that President Trump would be a friend of the church, and he is a friend of the church. And he told me also that, you know, he's going to, by moving the embassy from Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and declaring Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. This is huge in the eyes of God. Forget about what men think. This is huge. This is a biblical historical proportions. But there's something else that was said very specifically in February 2018 prophetically, that President Donald Trump would be the best president that the African-American citizens in America would have, that would represent the people, the African-American parts of our community. So because so many times people promised to deliver and didn't deliver, it was almost like, use me, get into office, and then you don't even show up.
Right.
And the numbers were terrible. In the previous administration, the highest unemployment rate was teenage African-Americans in our society. Home ownership was down. But now, because of this particular president, what God is doing, because I like what, you know, I can't project onto President Donald Trump what his walk is with God, but I like what Pastor John Kilpatrick said of Church of His Presence. You know, he said that Donald Trump might not be a man of God, but he definitely is God's man.
Yeah.
Because what's happening, God is using him to be able to accomplish things in the earth and in the world, what's going on right now. And undoubtedly, you know, that's true, but we're seeing some major fruit in his life as well. But either way, the biggest thing we're talking about in this program is, you know, that he would be, this came to Brianna Bolender. She's a member of the VFM Dream Center, Vine Fellowship Network. She moves in the prophetic. God speaks to her, and God's revealed to her specifically how President Donald Trump would be the best president for African Americans, Black Americans in America. And this was in 2000. This is early on when people were having confusion about what was going on.
This is in February of 2018.
Right. As a matter of fact, we want you to hear this, because after you hear Brianna share this prophetic vision word, we're going to take you to the White House, where African American pastors from all over our country, from Sacramento to Wisconsin to Orlando to Birmingham and all over the country, are with the president declaring that word that was spoken to Brianna in February 2018 has come to pass just this month. As a matter of fact, let's go first to the VFN Dream Center, where I asked Brianna Bolender to be able to share what God said to her about how President Trump would be for the African-American citizen. Check it out.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we're walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump, just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most
represented
or edified. And
speaking to the African American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly there was circled Obama, and you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there, and those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first Black president, first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it. Yeah. And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again, use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. Thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate it. This is so powerful. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to go right to the White House. It's just happened, where African-American pastors came together with President Donald Trump, with Dr. Avita King on one side, Pastor John Gray on the other side, Pastor Jackson, and all the pastors from Sacramento, California, to Birmingham, to Orlando, to Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to be able to get to all of them today, but we're going to get to all of them. You're going to see every one of them because we got to be able to represent the church. Absolutely. Because the church is saying thank you for what's taking place, including the Johnson Amendment has been dealt with. It's going to be finally dealt with, finally, once and forever. So make sure you join us after the break.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to the White House, and this is where President Donald Trump is meeting with African-American pastors from all around the nation. It's so powerful. This is powerful. This is the fulfillment of the word, what God has spoken, that this president would be a friend of the church, that he is. You only hear about the Johnson Amendment talked about, but also he's going to be the best president for the African-American citizen to make sure that their rights are being met, which is very important. And you're hearing African-American pastors come and speak at the White House, and we're going to hear from every one of them. If we don't finish it, we're not going to finish, obviously, this program, so make sure we're going to, even on our next program,
that's right,
you're going to hear every bit of this. This is so, we're so grateful for you representing us, the church, and going to the White House to be able to say, listen, If they're for the church and they're for the rights of the citizen, we want to be a part of this and want to make sure that it's heard, the voice of the church is heard. It's so exciting. So first, let's hear what the president had to say as he's meeting with these pastors from all around the nation in the White House. Check it out. This is President Donald Trump speaking specifically and welcoming the African-American pastors in the White House. Check it out.
Throughout our history, America's churches and religious leaders have called for change and have inspired us to care for and bring hope back to those in need. So many people in need. These are the people that they do a job, and it's really largely unrecognized, which is something they don't even care about, frankly. They just want to take care of people. But the people realize it, and they love you. They love you very much. You know that. We've increased and created 3.7 million more jobs since Election Day. African-American and Hispanic unemployment rates have reached the lowest levels in recorded history, meaning history, the lowest levels ever. African-American and Hispanic, Asian also, women also, 66 years.
This is so important when you think about that, because people just say jobs. But what a job represents is income. Well, income represents a house, a better house possibly, a car, transportation, food, clothing, a future, education.
Livelihood.
And so you're looking at, it's the lowest unemployment rate in the history since records have been kept for the African-American citizen, for the Hispanic-American citizen, for the Asian-American citizen, and 66-year low for women. And of course, jobs are just booming everywhere. And as a matter of fact, because there's so many jobs happening, President Trump is talking here, and he's talking about the church. He said, you have been unrecognized. You have not been appreciated. You are very respected people, and we need to hear your voices. You're going to hear in a minute, he's talking about, we're going to take this restraints off your voice because we need to hear what you have to say. Because now there's so many jobs and industries coming in, they have to begin to train the workforce. But guess what President Trump's doing? He's saying, listen, we're going to train the workforce.
And what I can appreciate about this president is that many presidents pass would line themselves up with the church. I think a lot of times interested in the constituents, trying to get votes. But what you can see different about this president is that he actually prays. I don't know if I've ever seen a president pray with any minister on television, not a photo op. And it's a wonderful thing.
We're about to see that. As a matter of fact, our pastor John Gray, he asked him to pray. And he wants to be known as the most praying president in history when he leaves the White House.
That's a good thing.
So this is, think about this. So all these jobs are being created. Well, what if you're not trained for the job? What if you need more education for the job? Well, actually, they're creating a workforce, John, to be able to train everybody. So you have a chance to get, don't feel let down if you don't know. They're bringing a workforce to be able to train for 4 million Americans. Going to retrain 4 million Americans for this higher industry, higher business, tech industry, all that. It's exciting. Listen to the president talking about that training is coming. If you need training, it's going to be available for you so you can get a higher paying job and get one of these many jobs that are coming in here in America. Check it out.
We've launched a bold workforce training initiative. So far, over 100 companies and associations have already pledged to train and retrain over 4 million Americans. So important, because we have companies once again coming back into our country and they want to employ people. So we're training and working with these people, and we're getting companies to do the same. It's been a very beautiful thing.
That's so important. It's beautiful. And listen, comment below. I want to hear from you and write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. This is exciting days, what's taking place. And remember, he's talking to the church right now. This is the church gathered all around this huge table. That's Dr. Avita King on his left hand. That's Pastor John Curry on his right hand. And these are just amazing things that are going on. Another thing that's going on, you hear people criticize pockets of our nation that seem to be struggling, high crime, not many industries there, grocery stores don't show up there. And it's like, well, if you don't help that area, how are they going to be able to survive? Sure. If you don't bring jobs there, how are they going to do
it? It's going to stay that way.
Well, they're going to create, John, opportunity zones. They're creating opportunity zones so jobs and industries come in. And there's been commitments to be able to do this. And Dr. Ben Carson is right in there with the
Envision Centers
and all that. But listen, this is opportunity zones. And listen, understand, he's talking to the world, yes. But he's talking also to the church. This is for us to wake up and realize we got to take advantage of this opportunity in the lifetime of the opportunity. Because God's given us a window of time, and I believe it's for a great harvest. But listen to these opportunity zones, because you see these horrific murders that are taking place in Chicago and the west side. I believe even, I don't know what the other side is.
Six murders just recently.
It's tragedy. But they need is opportunity to come in there where they're no longer idle. They have jobs, they have vision, they have future. And that's what Dr. Ben Carson's talking about. And this is what President Trump is speaking to the pastors of America and to the church. Opportunity zones, check it out.
We fought hard to include opportunity zones in our tax bill, which, as you know, we have. This tax incentive will bring badly needed investment into distressed communities, communities with high unemployment, communities where it's really tough and tough to get a job. And already we're seeing what's happening. We're seeing the benefits.
When it's really tough to get a job, you know, you may have grown up in a just perfect little environment, but if you've grown up in an environment, the other day in Chicago that you're talking about, John, a boy was riding on his bicycle, just riding on his bicycle, and he was one of the ones murdered in the shooting that took place. He's not a bad kid. He was in a bad environment. It cost him his life. It cost his mother her son. And as Christians, he's talking to the church, we need to be totally compassionate and concerned about this. And some people are worried about people coming into our country and they're saying, listen, they need rights. What about the rights of our Chicago citizens there that they can't? Where are the people going into Chicago and saying their lives matter? Mm. And the president's saying they matter.
That's right.
And we're about to go to break in just a moment, but there's another aspect of that the president's talking about how important it is for the faith community, the church, to be able to come around to have a healthy family, that without faith in the church, you're going to mess up, you know, what the family is. And so he knows it's a significant, vital part of being able to have healthy families in America will be the church. And that should be us. We should be excited about a president that's paying attention. As a matter of fact, check it out.
Our focus on opportunity for every citizen includes helping former prisoners. These citizens reentering society have had a tough time. We want them to get jobs so they don't have to return to a life of crime and go back in to the same prison where they just got out. I mean, this has been a tremendous problem. And the best thing we could do, actually, is exactly what we're doing, creating an environment where the country is doing so well. And prisoners have never, ever, even close, done better than they've done now when they get out, because they're getting jobs. And the reason is hard to get people because we're pretty well filled up. So for the first time, probably, I think I could say ever, they're getting a break. And I have to tell you, the people that are hiring prisoners, and you've heard me say it, they're loving them. And I don't mean in every case, but in a big percentage of cases, they're loving them. And these are people that are doing really an incredible job. But a lot of people didn't want to do it. They didn't want to hire prisoners. They're doing it. I have one man, a friend of mine, he's now up to number 10. And I don't say he loved all 10, but he likes 7 of them a lot. In fact, he said 6 of them are better than anybody else he has. I don't think that's a bad percentage, right? And he's a fan, and a lot of people are becoming fans. When we say hire American, we mean all Americans, every American, everybody.
When there's a rising tide, every boat floats. It's so important. When an economy has this many jobs available, that's what people need. They need money in their pocket. We're going to hear a little bit later on where it says, you know, forget about black power. We need green power, because without green power, black power doesn't work. One of the pastors was talking about that. What they're saying is we need money. We need jobs. We need finances.
Upward mobility.
Upward mobility. And that's actually going to be, you know, it's happening, because once everybody's hired, they're saying, president's saying, let's start looking at these prisoners. We can maybe hire them. And the prisoners are going, thank you. It's all I needed was a job. And
Linda McMahon with SBA, Small Business Administrator, said that we have more jobs today than we have people who actually can fill them.
Wow.
So we have all this opportunity. This is wonderful to get these prisoners back into society so they don't recidivate and go back into prison.
Yeah, you think about it, John, that, you know, it's called the correction system, not the punishment system. And so when somebody goes to time in prison and jail, it's a time of correction where they're modifying their behavior, learning new skills, and they're supposed to come back into society. That's what you would want. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you fed me. When I was sick, you visited me. And when I was in prison, you visited me. And so understand, God loves us all, and that, you know, if I made a mistake, if I failed, you know, have mercy on me and realize I might be your best employee that you have out there, because I understand what it's like to lose everything.
Sure.
And they're finding out. I mean, this guy hired 10, and 7 are some of his best employees. And that's so huge. And for anybody that understands statistically, you know, the small percentage of the population that is African-American in America But the large percentage of African Americans that are in prison is just huge. I can't tell you all the numbers right now.
It's maybe like 30%, something like that, of the population's African American.
I think it's even higher. But either, we'll have that on the screen. You can see it here. But it's so important that God's going, I want to be able to bless, just like you said. You know, I want to be able to make sure that all the citizens, including African American, Hispanic, Asian, women, and everybody, including white males, everybody's being blessed, you know, in the nation. And this is an answer to prayer. And we've been, you know, prayed for this. It's happening. God said it before it's going to happen. You heard what Brianna said in 2018, February 2018. You heard what the Lord told me in 2016, in October.
Justice, right?
Yeah, what's that?
Justice.
Oh, but he also told me that, you know, justice. This is one thing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would always talk about. You know, he's quoting from the scriptures. He says, justice will come down like a mighty river. Mm. You know, and justice has to come. I mean, that's just God's such a just God that justice, he couldn't just kick off and just start at any point. Justice had to be dealt with. Our sin had to be dealt with, and he let justice be served on his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. He lived a sinless life. He understood our and empathized with us, but yet he didn't sin. Because he didn't sin, when he was actually offered up as a sacrifice, he was a holy offering. In the context of that, when he died for all, and the sin of all was placed on him. Justice was served on Jesus. Mm. He died on the cross. He was buried in the grave. On the third day, God raised him from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. Understand, justice, God's a just God. And all this justice that hasn't been being served, God's going to serve it. And we're starting to see where God, the boats are rising. Everybody counts. And if somebody told you you don't count, you count. You're important. I don't care. Don't let anybody put you down. Don't let people pocket you politically and say you're part of this group, part of that group. You're an American citizen. Every constitutional right that's due to every citizen is due to you.
That's right.
Find out what they are, because people are trying to take them from you. And it's an amazing thing. But first, I want you to hear what President Trump says specifically to the pastors. And make sure you join us on our next program, because we're actually going to hear the pastors themselves talk to the president about what's going on throughout our nation and our country. But hear the heart of our president when he speaks about what his heart is towards the church and towards the pastors, and how important your voice is as a pastor. It's time to shake off all those chains that held you back. There's no excuse. You need to raise up and rise your voice up. You need to find out what you believe in, how you're going to, as a matter of fact, get connected to VFNKB.com. Mm. And come a part of the tribe, because we've been preparing to prepare you. But hear first what the president has to say to the church. Check it out.
And I just want to again thank you all for being here, and you're very special people. I don't even know if you know that, but you're very special people. You're admired by everybody in this country. Even if they're not believers, most of them admire what you're doing. But maybe we'll make them believers, right?
Even if they don't believe, maybe what you're doing is going to make them a believer. This is what Jesus said. Go and do good works so that people see your light. Let your light shine. And they would give glory to the Father. It would make him known. And so our president is testifying that even if they're not a believer, when they see how important you are as the church, when you do what you're called to do, people are going to see God in you. They're going to see, you're not God, but they're seeing God around you and in you and amidst you. And they're going, who is this God? He's so good. He's so loving. He's so kind. Listen, we want to hear from you. Comment below. You know, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. These are exciting days. You've got to join us in our next program, because we're going to go from pastor to pastor, state to state, city to city, as we hear the African-American pastors from around our nation going, this is good. This is God. It's important what we're doing. We need to rise up and respond to this moment. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you for what's happening in our nation. We thank you that you've heard the cry of our African-American citizens, and you're saying, I want to be able to meet that need. I want justice served. You deserve what everybody else deserves, God, and you're raising up, God. You're bringing in these envision zones. You're bringing in opportunity zones. You're bringing the prisoner a hope for a job and a future, Father God. We're grateful for this, God, and we ask you, Lord, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You are disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people, I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God, you can go back and watch that on VFN TV maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ, you loved each other, you ate together, you blessed each other, you blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name. And it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go, and there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular gathering or that church you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, "What do this is where God's called me, so I'm here to help you out, whatever you need." And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And if I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.